Here's your Sunday morning devotional with Dr. Dan Haefeli, pastor of Maranatha Baptist Church at 3400 DeWitt Avenue in Mattoon.
Morning, everybody. So glad to be with you today on this wonderful Sunday morning. Hope you're planning on going to church. I'm going to talk to you today just for a few minutes about why I believe the Bible's true. Bible, we call it God's Word. It's called the Holy Scriptures and so on. Some folks say, well, they don't believe it's true. And I'll be honest with you, the people that don't read it are the ones that say that. And I have read it. And I'm going to give you a couple of reasons over the next few weeks on why I think the Bible is true. The first reason I'm going to give you is found in Hebrews 4:12, which says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." I've found that the Bible is almost inescapable. When you read it and you see what it says about us, it is definitely going to convict us. Way back in the Garden of Eden, when man was first created, God set before him a whole garden of trees, fruit trees, as it were. And he said, "You can have anything you want from those trees, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you can't have. Don't take from that." But man went after the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And when we did that, immediately what happened was we received a conscience. And inside of us is this little barometer of what is good and what is not good. Evil and good. That conscience is something we can't get away with. What's interesting is the Word of God has a perfect fit with that conscience, and it challenges us and convicts us and causes us to wonder where we are. And so the Bible calls this a sword. You can't get away from that sword, and no matter how hard you try, it's one of the reasons I think the Bible is true. Well, I got to get out of here. God bless you. Have a great day, okay?